Springfield's finest say three suspects pinched and 14 dirt bikes taken in safety detail effort. A new director for the Springfield Museums. Gas prices are down, really. Three men arrested for firing shots at Springfield police officers. And Mark Auerbach is on the arts beat.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is Tuesday, the 22nd of March, 2022. Good day to you from Pioneer Valley Radio. Your forecast assures that it's a good day. Mostly sunny and breezy, highs 48 to 52. The winds are northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. And tonight, scattered showers in the picture, and scattered clouds as well. Lows 22 to 28 degrees. Springfield Museum's pleased to announce that Jenny Powers of Holyoke is the new visionary leader for the Springfield Science Museum. A science educator for 20 years and the family engagement coordinator for the Springfield Museums for 6 years, Powers is ready to take her knowledge of playful learning to the Science Museum in the form of interactive, immersive additions to the already beloved museum. She also takes inspiration from the last woman who directed the Science Museum, Grace Pettis Johnson, who led the way from 1910 to 1949 and was in a supportive role since 1894. Powers' dynamic programming has filled the museums on family engagement days with exciting features such as bubble parties, high fives with the Cat in the Hat, and Mount Crumpet derbies during Christmas. She's also been a regular guest on WWLP's Mass Appeal, where she shared hands-on science that families could explore together at home. Her move to the Science Museum leadership role is a dream come true. Our congratulations to her. Massachusetts gas prices are down 9 cents from last week's price of $4.35 to $4.26 a gallon. AAA Northeast's March 21st survey of fuel prices, the most recent national average, is 7 cents lower than last week at $4.32. Price of gas on Monday, 72 cents higher than a month ago at $3.54. On March 11th, a groundbreaking $4.33 was reached, making the national average of gasoline $4.25 a gallon. Three men were arrested after shooting at Springfield Police Friday night. At around 6 p.m., members of the Springfield Police Firearms Investigation Unit recovered three firearms and arrested two suspects, 25-year-old Melvin Rios and 26-year-old Walter Jones. Another suspect, 25-year-old Elijah Wheeler Watson, was arrested at around 10 a.m. Monday in Clinton, Massachusetts. Detectives were conducting an unrelated investigation when they saw two known suspects, Jones and Rios, in a car on Orchard Street. Jones had an active extraditable arrest warrant in Vermont for firearms charges. Detectives followed the vehicle to conduct a traffic stop. Jones, the driver, turned onto Humbert Street, and Rios allegedly fired approximately 11 rounds at the unmarked cruiser with two detectives inside and another five rounds at assisting detectives in the line of fire. The officers did not return fire. Detectives could hear bullets whizzing over their heads, ricocheting off the ground, and striking nearby objects. The vehicle drove recklessly and in the wrong way down streets in Springfield. The suspect in the front passenger seat allegedly tossed a firearm out the window. Three people got out of the car, ran on foot. Jones, the driver, continued to drive before crashing into a wall on Bay Street. Rios was arrested on the 0100 block of William Sands, Jr. Wheeler Watson was able to evade police Friday night, but was taken into custody on Monday. Melvin Rios of Belchertown has a previous firearms conviction and was sentenced to 90 days in jail in 2021. Walter Jones of Springfield was wanted in Burlington, Vermont, for a shooting in July. Elijah Wheeler Watson of Springfield is currently on federal probation. The mugshot will be released when he is processed in Springfield. Mayor Dominic Sarno will join with the Jewish Community Center in support of the people of Ukraine. And this is today. Mayor Sarno stated, "I am proud to stand with the JCC and our Springfield community in solidarity and unwavering support of the people of Ukraine. What is happening in the beautiful nation of Ukraine is a travesty. Putin has become a modern-day Hitler and must be stopped, and not appeased or feared. One only needs to look back to the precursors of World War II. My thoughts, prayers, and encouragement continue to go out to the people of Ukraine. Those the words of Dominic Sarno, Springfield Mayor. Members of the Munson Fire and Police Department were dispatched by Westcom Regional Dispatch to a person who had fallen in a well. A request was made immediately for the Western Mass Regional Tech Rescue Team. Once on the scene in a remote section of woods, they found a man who fell 25 to 30 feet into an underground cistern. The technical rescue team had set up a tripod system with ropes and pulleys and lowered a rescuer into the well to retrieve the injured patient. Once out, the patient still needed to be extricated several hundred yards to a waiting ambulance. The patient was transported to a local hospital, and there was no report of injury to emergency personnel. Springfield Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprud is pleased to announce the results of a multi-day illegal OHV dirt bike public safety detail. Springfield police officers seized 14 off-highway vehicles during three strategic details during the week of March 13th. On Tuesday, March 15th, Springfield police officers working this detail seized four dirt bikes, one ATV, and one unregistered motorcycle. Three suspects were arrested and two criminal complaints were requested. On Wednesday the 16th, Springfield police officers seized three dirt bikes, one ATV, one unregistered motorcycle, and two sets of keys to dirt bikes. Six suspects were arrested. Friday the 19th, Springfield police officers working alongside the Massachusetts State Police and its air wing seized four off-highway vehicles, including two dirt bikes, an ATV, and an unregistered motorized bike. Three suspects were arrested. You'll no doubt be hearing more of this sort of thing through the spring and summer months. And now a Pioneer Valley Radio exclusive. ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach has entertainment news for you, Mark.
Hamilton returns to the Bushnell June 22nd through July 10th. Tickets for the blockbuster go on sale March 24th. You'll want to be in the room where it happens. For tickets, bushnell.org. Shakespeare and Company, which already announced productions of an Iliad, Measure for Measure, and Much Ado About Nothing, has announced its, quote, modern, quote, productions for the 2022 season, which opens in May with Mark O. Rose, The Approach, the story of three women who share life experiences over coffee. Lee Blessing's acclaimed A Walk in the Woods, the tale of an American and a Russian arms negotiator who meet out of the public eye, will be staged by James Warwick. Reg Life directs him. Lolita Chakravarti's play about two men who meet at a funeral, and Charles Smith's Golden Leaf Ragtime Blues complete Shakespeare and Company's 45th season. For details, shakespeare.org. Mosso's Virtuoso showcases the musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra Saturday night at Springfield Symphony Hall. Principal trumpeter Thomas Bergeron and principal timpanist Martin Kluger share the conducting duties. The program comprises Fauré's Fantasy for Flute and Orchestra with Anne Bobo, the first movement of Haydn's Trumpet Concerto with Thomas Bergeron, Concerto for Alto Trombone by Leopold Mozart with Brian Deal, two movements from Ney Rosaro's Concerto No. 1 for Marimba with Mason LaSalle, the first movement of Mozart's Hofner Symphony, and Stravinsky's Pulcinella Suite, itself a showcase for soloists within the Mosso Chamber Orchestra. The evening will be introduced by Patrick Berry, co-host of Mass Appeal on 22 News. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. Altar Boys, the award-winning off-Broadway musical hit about a fictitious Christian boy band on the last night of their national Raise the Praise tour, opens the K&E Theater Group's 2022 season, March 24th through the 27th, at the Center for the Arts in Northampton. Eddie Zitka directs and choreographs, and Bill Martin is music director. The boys raising the praise are Dante Woods as Matthew, Michael DeVito as Mark, David Weber as Luke, Michael Luciano as Juan, and Christopher Marcus as Abraham. For details, ketg.org. Big Fish, Andrew Lippa's underappreciated Broadway musical with book by John August, gets a second chance when Westfield Theater Group performs a musical based on the film of the same name, March 25th and 26th, and April 1st and 2nd at the Westfield Women's Club. Big Fish was adapted by August from his screenplay, which was adapted from the novel by Daniel Wallace. Kate Baldwin, star of Berkshire Theatre Group's A Little Night Music, Bells Are Ringing, Constellations, starred in the original production alongside Norbert Leo Butz, who was the original Fiero in Wicked. For details, westfieldtheatregroup.org. Kevin Bartini and Friends showcases an evening of comedy March 26th at Shakespeare and Company, as presented by the Berkshire Mountain Comedy Arts Festival and Shakespeare and Company. BCAF's artistic director, Kevin Bartini, is master of ceremonies, and two other headlining acts include comics Rick Younger and Carrie Louise. Bartini plays Billy Jones on TV's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. For details, shakespeare.org. And Every Moment of Every Day, Lindy Whitten's new play about birth mothers who give their babies up for adoption, will be presented by Greenfield's Lava Center March 26th and April 2nd. Stories of women who relinquish their babies to adoption weave together to illuminate a landscape of loss, endurance, and courage from the point of view of the birth mothers. Six stories are drawn from and represent over two dozen interviews conducted by the playwright. For details, localaccess.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And thank you for being with us for our program today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow when our next program will be available to you online throughout the day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.